This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has more than 1,000 active investigations into attempted theft of U.S. intellectual property, with nearly all involving China, underscoring a previous designation of China as the number one counterintelligence threat to the United States. Wray told members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, China is using more than government assets in targeting the U.S.
What it is about, though, is about a country that is, in a variety of ways, through the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, using not just government officials, but private sector entities, non-traditional collectors, etc., to steal their way up the economic ladder at our expense.
Wray, as well as several committee members, expressed concern that U.S. universities remain vulnerable to Chinese economic espionage. To combat Chinese espionage, the Justice Department unveiled an initiative last November that would identify priority Chinese trade theft cases and ensure they're investigated and prosecuted. In recent months, the Justice Department has announced a number of indictments of Chinese nationals as part of the effort. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said he plans to meet with the Taliban to persuade them to hold negotiations with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioned that securing a political settlement to the war will not be easy. Khan spoke at the United States Institute of Peace here in Washington a day after meeting with President Trump at the White House, where the two leaders agreed to work together to end the conflict. The Taliban opposes any formal intra-Afghan negotiations involving the Kabul government until securing a peace deal with the United States. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A day of drama is set to unfold here in Washington on Wednesday, with Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Donald Trump, and whether Trump subsequently obstructed justice as president by trying to impede the prosecutor's investigation. Trump says he has no intention of watching the five-hour nationally televised Mueller hearing today, or maybe only a few snippets of it. He insists the hearings are a waste of time, and that he has been exonerated of either colluding with the Russians or interfering with Mueller's investigation. Mueller reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly said that if his team had confidence the president clearly did not commit a crime, he would have said so, but they did not say so. Tourism officials in Puerto Rico say the protests calling for Governor Ricardo Rosselló to resign are costing the island's economy millions in revenue. Officials say that five cruise ships which canceled stops in San Juan have cost local shops and restaurants an estimated $3.25 billion in lost sales. One tourist weighed in on the embattled governor's refusal to step down.
I think it's terrible. That governor's no good. He should be, get rid of him. Get a good man in there. Okay. Peace for everybody.
Puerto Rican officials on Tuesday were executing search warrants for the mobile phones of Governor Rosselló and his top executives amid corruption scandal that provoked 10 days of protests demanding his resignation. Sometimes violent demonstrations, a federal corruption probe of Rosselló's administration adjust the latest crisis to rock the bankrupt island, still struggling to recover from the massive 2017 hurricane that killed some 3,000 people. And the U.S. Senate votes almost unanimously to make sure victims of compensations fund, the victims fund related to the 9/11 attacks, never runs out of money. And the Venezuelan government says the power was restored to Caracas and five Venezuelan states on Tuesday after a blackout a day earlier across much of the South American country. Venezuela's latest power outage began Monday, causing widespread traffic jams, forcing travelers to walk as the national rail system quit. The government alleged the foul play, claiming that an electromagnetic attack that has struck the hydroelectric plant is to blame. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.